Welcome to Santiago Cathedral. Pilgrims or travelers, whichever you are, the building that stands before you has been one of the beacons of Christianity for over 1,000 years, alongside Rome and Jerusalem. I'll help you to unravel its mysteries, but you must look with the eyes of your soul as well as the eyes of your body, because this is a place of Christian spirituality. First of all, take a look around you. You're in the very heart of the old town of Santiago de Compostela, which has been a World Heritage Site since 1985. This beautiful Obradoiro Square most definitely deserves its title. Certainly it's true that for centuries, to thousands of pilgrims of all ranks and races, this city was famous for being a place where one could find both inner peace and God. Stand opposite the church, under the arcades of the Raxoi Palace, and examine every detail of the facade and towers while you listen to a general introduction to the cathedral that will help you to understand a building that was designed as much to express deep faith as to display power and wealth. From the very beginning, these stones have known no rest. Their layout has been altered time and time again to suit tastes, fashions, and needs. Even today, the maintenance and restoration work is continuous. This sometimes means the planned itinerary for visitors has to be modified. Whether you are a traveler or a pilgrim, you're probably acquainted with the story of St. James the Great, of Santiago el Mayor in Spanish. It has been told so many times that many people have heard the story of the arrival of St. James's body from Palestine to this place, at the very end of the earth.